Turn your Bibles to Galatians chapter 6. We're going to be in the book of Galatians chapter 6. And as you're turning there, share a little something with you. Ken, that pen is just unruly today. A husband and wife were driving through Kentucky, and they approached the city of Louisville. And they started arguing about the pronunciation of the town. They argued back and forth, then they stopped for lunch. At the counter, the husband asked the blonde waitress, "Excuse me, before we order, could you please settle an argument for us? Would you please pronounce where we are very slowly?" She leaned over the counter and she said, "Burger King." Burger King, Harley. Amen. Yes, it does. This morning, I want us to consider a topic that we are all familiar with, and that is burdens. Amen. We all have burdens. They wear us down, and they wear extremely heavy upon our hearts. Burdens can come in many, many forms. Amen. They can be physical burdens. They can be financial burdens. They can be spiritual burdens. They can be emotional burdens. We all have them, and they wear us down. Many of you here today, you may be burdened with burdens. Amen? Let's start reading in Galatians chapter 6, starting at verse 1. It says, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass or sin, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own burdens," or his own load. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord. Lord, we are so grateful for your love and your grace and your protection upon us, Lord. Father, we thank you for watching over us as we've been away. But Lord, we are so thankful that we can come into the house of the Lord today as a family. Father, we pray that you be with us this morning. We thank you for the privilege, the opportunity that we had to lift up our voices in praise and in song, lifting up the name of Christ. And Father, I pray that as we've had time away, Lord, that we never forsake the gathering of ourselves together, coming to church, the freedom that we have, Lord. And Father, I pray, Lord, that we continue to have a heart for those in need, that we continue to have a heart for those who are lost and undone without Christ. Father, I pray that you be with us today. Watch over us. I pray that you give me the words that you would have me to speak, Lord. And we pray that your word will sink deep into our hearts. And Father, help us, Lord, deal with the burdens that we carry. In Jesus' precious name we ask, and all of God's children said, amen. 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 Now this morning, I want us to understand, we're talking about burdens. There are three different kinds of burdens. And in our passage, we see two of those three, but we're going to touch on all three. The first burden is the burdens that we share. The second are the burdens that we bear. And the third group are those burdens that we turn over. Amen? And let's start this morning with those burdens that we share. Right here in verse 1 and 2, it says, "Brethren, if any man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." Verse 2 says, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." These are the burdens that we willingly share. Amen? These are someone else's burdens. They're not our burdens. They're someone else's, and we willingly share them. We see a need, and we offer to share their load. Amen. That's that first set of burdens that we're looking at here. Now let's consider the burden that God specifically mentions here in Galatians 6. Here we see in the first verse that a fellow believer, amen, God addresses the audience here as brethren. So we understand when God says brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, we understand that to understand that that means a fellow believer. Amen. A fellow believer has been overtaken in a fault, in sin. A fellow Christian has been tripped up, and now they are entangled in some sort of sin. Remember, this is someone who gave their heart to Jesus Christ, but something happened along the way. They stumbled, and they fell into sin. And now they are carrying that burden of sin. Amen? So God sets the stage for this scenario. What is it that God expects us to do here? What is God telling us here? Well, God expects us, you and me, God expects us to restore this person. Amen? God expects us, He calls us to restore this fellow believer. He says, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. You who are spiritual, who is God talking to there? He's talking about every born-again believer who is walking after the Spirit. Amen? Those who are spiritual, those who are born again, we are to restore such a one. Now, what does that word restore mean? Well, in its simplest form, it means to mend, to heal. We are to help mend that broken soul. We are to help heal that one that is broken in their sins. We are called into the ministry of restoration. Amen? Now, I want us to see there's a threefold critical message within this message. Amen? First and foremost, if you once walked with God but have fallen into sin, there is hope. Amen? That's the first and foremost thing. Amen? If you are a child of God and you have slipped and you become entangled in some sort of sin, there is hope. I am so grateful, so thankful that we serve a God of second chances. Amen. Praise God for His mercy and His grace. We need to know that failure is never final for the child of God. Amen. The Bible is full of examples of the faithful who once walked with God and then they slipped and they failed and they fell into sin, but by God's grace, they've been restored. Amen? We think back in the Old Testament, Jonah, Old Testament prophet and man of God, and he failed. And where did he end up? Ended up in the belly of a big fish, a whale. But by God's grace, he was restored. And the Bible tells us that he went into the city of Nineveh and he preached a revival and the entire city repented. Amen? Failure is not final. We think of the Apostle Peter. You know, that rough and gruff fisher of men. Peter, he slipped and he fell into sin and he began to cuss and even denied his Lord. How many times? Three times. But by the grace of God, God restored him into that mighty preacher at Pentecost. Then we also think of David. We all know David's story, the man after God's own heart. David fell and he fell hard. David committed adultery and that adultery ultimately led to murder. But by God's grace, David repented and God restored him and he became the greatest king in Israel's history. Amen? Failure is not final. If you have stumbled and if you have fallen and if you're entangled in sin, there is hope for you. If we see a fellow believer entangled in sin, fall into sin, overtaken by sin, we are to restore that fellow believer in meekness. Amen? Second important message within this message. If you have not fallen, this needs to be a warning. Amen? Verse 1 says, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. And that last part is important. Considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Never ever think yourself above temptation and sin. Amen. You can be guaranteed, rest assured, that King David, if he looked into the future, he never ever would have considered himself to be an adulterer, let alone a murderer. Amen? We need to take this as a warning. And the third critical thing that we need to remember is that God requires us to do something. Amen? God requires us to do something. He is calling us into action here. He is calling us to restore such a one. If we see a fellow believer entangled in sin, we are to restore that person. Amen? I want to clarify some things about restoration. I'll give you an example. Okay, God forbid, this never happens, just an example. Say you fell and you broke your leg. And as you're lying there and you're hurting, what is it that you need? Simply put, what you need at that point in time is you need someone to come, someone to help you, someone to restore you. Amen? To mend you. To heal you. That's what you need. You need someone in humility to lift you up. Now let me be clear about what you don't need. Amen? What you don't need is a lecture. Amen? You don't need someone pointing fingers. You don't need someone coming to you and criticizing you about what you did wrong. You don't need someone telling you that you tripped and you fell and you did wrong. Guess what? You're laying there. You know what you did. Amen? The last thing you need is criticism. You don't need a lecture. You also don't need someone to ignore you either. Amen? You don't need people seeing you in need and just keep on going about their business, turning a blind eye to you, hurting. Amen? Believers just walking by, ignoring you, leaving you there in your pain while you're hurting. You also don't need people gossiping about you. Hey, did you hear about Brother Ken? He slipped and he fell. And he's entangled in sin. Did you hear that about him? Did you hear what he did? You wouldn't believe it. We don't need that. Amen? We don't need any of that garbage. We don't need a lecture. We don't need to be ignored. And we don't need someone gossiping about us. What we need is compassion and restoration. Amen. When a member of this church body is broken, this entire church body ought to feel the pain. Amen. When one member of this body is broken, the entire body ought to feel the pain. When a brother or sister in Christ falls into sin, we are not to lecture them. We are not to ignore them. We are not to gossip about them. We are to restore that one. Amen. And this is not just for the pastor or for the church leaders. Man, this is for all of us. This is for every born-again believer. We all have the obligation to our precious Lord to restore a brother or sister in Christ who has fallen into sin. Amen. Now, the question is, how? How do we restore a brother or sister in Christ who's fallen? Well, verse 1 here has that, the first step. You who are spiritual, restore such a one, how? In the spirit of gentleness, in the spirit of meekness. Amen? Do it with a tender, gentle touch. If anyone needs to see what that looks like, ask Brother Ken. He has the most tender, gentle touch. Amen?
We can't do that right now, though.
But seriously, we do. first step is out of gentleness, out of meekness. We need to remember that they are broken, they are hurting, they don't need criticism, they don't need judgment, they need gentleness. Plain and simple. Secondly, we're to restore them with humility. Remember what verse 1 said, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. We all have feet of clay, and we are all prone to being tempted and falling into sin. Amen? Anyone ever sin? Every single one of us, right? We all have feet of clay. We all fail. Amen? Some of us may be better sinners than the other, but we're all sinners. Plain and simple. And we need to remember one another. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he falls. Amen? We need to put ourselves in their shoes and understand we've been there before. We need to remember what it was like. We need to remember what we wished we had if we were never restored. Amen? Thirdly, we need to restore them with sympathy. Verse 2 says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Remember, this is a fellow believer. This is a brother or sister in Christ who has fallen. They are hurting. They are in pain and they are full of shame. They are burdened down with being out of fellowship with God. Being out of fellowship with one another. They are burdened with misery. They are broken. They are hurting. And they need sympathy. Amen. They need sympathy. You who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness. Galatians, going back one chapter to chapter 5, verse 14. For all the law, how much of the law? All. What's all mean? All means all, and that's all that all means, right? All the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. God is telling us plain and simply that the law of Jesus Christ is love. Unconditional love. Amen? Not, well, that person never did anything for me. Why should I help them? Is that unconditional love? What did we ever do for God as a sinner? We did absolutely nothing for Him, and yet He still loved us. Amen? Unconditional love. That is the law of God. And His love, the Bible tells us, is shed abroad in our hearts. And we are to share that love with everyone around us. And that's an unconditional love. Just as we would want someone to help us in our time of need, we need to extend that love to that person. We need to restore such a one that has fallen. So that's the burdens that we share, amen? Now let's talk about the burdens that we bear. Okay, the first ones, they weren't our burdens. We willingly shared those burdens with that person. Now we talk about the burdens that we bear. Go back to Galatians 6. Skip down to verse 5. For each one shall bear his own burdens or load. In the New King James, it's actually translated as load. So these are the ones that we carry on our own. So I want to clarify something. Just so you know, there is not a contradiction in the Word of God. So we see in verse 2, God says, bear one another's burdens. And then we see here in verse 5, for each one shall bear his own load. So which one is it? Answers both. Amen. In verse 2, that word burden means a heavy load, one that we couldn't possibly carry ourselves. In verse 5, that burden means a load, a small load, kind of like you would carry a backpack. Think of a soldier in the field. He would have his gear in his backpack, his field pack. That's the load that God is talking about in verse 5. There are certain burdens that God allows in our life to help us, to lead us, to force us to go in a certain direction. Bottom line, those burdens are meant to mold us into the image of Jesus Christ. Amen? God allows a certain amount of burdens in our life to get us going in the right direction, to mold us into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. Look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Amen. That trouble that God is talking about here are these burdens that we are to bear on our own. That's exactly what Jesus was talking about here. God intends for us to shoulder certain burdens, these burdens, ourselves. These ones we're not to allow to push off to someone else. These are our own burdens. There are certain burdens. There are certain responsibilities that are ours. There is no one else that can worship God for us, can they? There is no one else that can serve God for us, can they? Amen. So there's certain responsibility or certain burdens that we have that we must share ourselves. Watching a pastor on TV and sending money through the mail to that church does not relieve us, amen, of our duty to serve, to pray, and to worship our Lord. Amen. Bottom line, there are people out in our community, in our neighborhoods, in our own backyard, our own neighbors, that need our love, they need our care, they need the ministries of this church, they need a helping hand. And every believer, we must bear our own burdens to go and to serve. Amen. So there are burdens that we share. There are burdens that we bear. Let's look at that last group. Amen. These are the burdens that we cast off unto Christ. Amen. Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast your burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain you. Amen. Anyone know who wrote the 55th Psalm? It's a Psalm of David. David, a godly, wealthy, faithful man of God, wrote that Psalm. Instructing us to cast our burden on the Lord, He shall sustain you. The reason why I bring that up is so that we recognize the truth that burdens come to the strong as they do the weak. They come upon the rich as well as the poor. They come upon the young as well as the old. They come upon the sinner as well as the saint. Burdens are something that we all have to deal with. We all have them, and some we share, some we bear, and there are some that we just have to cast to our Lord. Amen. There are some that we weren't meant to carry alone in our own strength. And that's exactly what David is saying here. It's echoed in the New Testament. We look in 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. These are those burdens that are way too heavy that we could possibly bear ourselves. Amen. How many parents here today? How many have wayward children? Amen. That's a burden that we cannot bear alone. It tears at our heart. It'll wear us down. But it's not a burden that we can carry ourselves. These are the ones that we turn over to Christ. Amen. These are the ones that we just can't deal with. Not in our own strength. Not in our own power. These are the ones that we just have to turn over to Christ. And I ask you this morning, is there a burden that you've been carrying? Maybe others don't even know about it. Maybe you're here and you think, well, they wouldn't understand anyhow. They've not been in the situation that I'm in. But I want you to know without a shadow of a doubt, there is one who does. And he has nail prints on his hands to prove it. Amen. Christ knows. And he wants you to know just how much he cares. And he's just waiting for you to cast those cares upon him. To let him take them off of your shoulders. We need to understand that he and he alone is able to carry our sins and our sorrows. Amen. He and he alone. These are the burdens that we just can't handle on our own, that we need to give them over to our precious Lord. There was a man, had a beautiful black Labrador retriever. Very well behaved, very well mannered, but one day he just couldn't get that dog's attention for anything. He tried and he tried and he tried, but that dog just wouldn't respond. So finally, he picked up a stick and he threw it. Sure enough, the lab jumped up and he ran and he fetched that stick and he laid that stick down at his master's feet. Friend, listen. Sometimes we are as hard-headed as that black lab. Amen. God tries and he tries and he tries to get our attention. And when God has difficulty getting our attention, sometimes he has to throw a burden in our direction. Amen. Sometimes he has to throw a burden in our direction in order for us to look up. Bring that burden to him and lay it at our master's feet. Amen. I pray that you do that today. Whatever it is, whatever that burden is that you're carrying, the one that is just too heavy for you to bear alone, I pray that you lay that burden at our precious Lord's feet. Amen. Why don't you do that this morning?